Welcome once again to The Business Side. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone today is the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan. Hey.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the upcoming special session on tax reform and pensions. We didn't even get a chance to talk about pension reform, and that's what we're going to discuss today when this special session is called. You know, pension reform itself is kind of a misnomer. Explain that.
Well, that's true. It's a complicated subject to tackle because we use the term pension reform, but we're really dealing with about 8 or 10 individual retirement systems over there in Frankfurt. The governor wants to do comprehensive reform on all of them, and the main thing that involves is changing the system by which future employees' benefits will be calculated. In the past, we've gotten to this situation where we have a great unfunded liability by calculating benefits based on the number of years you work and the salary that you are earning at the end. And the system has allowed people to maximize that final number and therefore really raise their retirement benefits. And the reforms will put those retirement benefits just strictly on the basis of how much you have contributed to your individual account, like a lot of us employees do. You know, we put money into an IRA or a 401k system, and then whatever we have put there is there for us to draw out at retirement. And the governor wants to put state employees, public employees, on a similar basis.
Now, Governor Bevin has a background in this, correct?
He does. His main private sector expertise is as a pension fund manager. He has been a major consultant to state pension funds elsewhere, and he knows this subject matter and numbers inside and out.
What can the General Assembly realistically do in a special session on pensions?
Well, the legislators can do just about anything if they have the political courage to do it, and you know that can be hard because you're talking about potential blocks of voters that if you have a couple of thousand teachers or firemen or policemen or county employees in your district, and you make them either happy or mad, and they vote as a block. A block that big is big enough to swing an election. You're probably not going to change the numbers for the people in the system right now, but you can change it for the future employees, and that would benefit the people in the system right now because we don't have enough money to pay what we owe them in the future. It's measured in looking at the next 30 years, and the state overall right now is about $40 billion short. So first of all, they have to get the funding formula moving forward straightened out, and they did some of that in 2013, made good progress. And so that will reduce the ongoing future liability, and then separately the state will have to look at paying off the $40 billion that we owe over the next 30 years.
So this is, you know, more or less stop the bleeding now. And anybody who gets hired after such and such a date, this is the way your pensions are going to be funded.
Yes, they are not going to have the generous system that has existed in the past. And that system worked as long as they were getting good returns on their investment. But we've been in a low interest rate, very low return environment for the last 7-8 years, and the Great Recession in 2008 sent those investment numbers backwards, and that's where we really got in trouble with the system that we have now.
What does Kentucky's pension system look like compared to other states?
Kentucky employee retirement system, the main one for state workers, is now considered the worst funded in the nation. Only 14% of its future liabilities are there in the investment accounts right now to pay what we are going to have to pay out over the next 30 years. So the state is going to have to start putting more money into that system and perhaps have some better management and get better returns on what they're putting in there so that we can pay off that $40 billion over the next 30 years.
That's all the time we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Have a great week ahead.
You too, Alan.